This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
I'm Adu Banjoko. I'm the Research Representation and Welfare Manager, and I'm based at Harrow. The Mind Your Mate scheme is going to focus on education and training. There will be 10 sessions across all campuses, starting at 10:30 until 1:30. That will be the morning sessions. And then we'll have afternoon sessions starting from around 2 o'clock till 5 in some cases, and then in other cases going on to 5:30. So as I said, the focus is education and training, and the emphasis is on students themselves being able to identify when their mates are experiencing feelings of being down, low. They may be feeling a bit depressed, and it's trying to get students to pick up on these signs and understand why somebody in that situation may not seek help. Okay, and also understanding why somebody may need to be supported to access the help. And also, we have to be clear that there are counselling services available at Westminster, and we want to students who are feeling a bit down, bit low, bit depressed, and maybe contemplating suicide or self-harm, they can be linked up. We want to make sure that they're actually linked up with the university services where appropriate. If not, there are services outside within the local community that they can be hooked up with.
So it's about raising awareness around mental health, but then also sort of actions towards
helping. Because it's okay for a first stage to raise awareness, but as one philosopher said, it's not enough just to identify a problem. You have to actually try and solve it. So that's where we have the second part, which is the education and training, equipping students with some tips that could make a difference to one of their classmates.
So how big a problem is this at universities or at Westminster?
When I came here recently, I was told that there is somewhat of an issue in Harrow, in particular, around, you know, students being feeling, you know, depressed and feeling, you know, very low at times. Okay, and I wanted to find out if this is something that is specific to Harrow, or is it something that is going on at other campuses. So I asked members of my team, the Research Representation and Welfare team, who are based at the Central London offices, what is the situation there? Because they're dealing with the casework on a day-by-day basis. And they were telling me that they were coming across cases, particularly in Cavendish, Marylebone and Regent Street. They were coming across cases where there were issues of self-harming, or there were issues where students were under pressure, not because particularly because of situations within the university, but because of things that were happening outside the university. It could be pressure from family, it could be they're having difficult experiences financially, and that, as you know, can tip somebody into a zone of thinking where they maybe start to contemplate this kind of strategy.
The Students' Union have been awarded some money. I think it's £10,000.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you get that?
Money is finite. You know, there's not an endless supply of money. So my strategy is that we are independent. If we want to run a campaign that focuses on the welfare of students, we can do that. We're not going to be in a situation where we can't do something for our students because of lack of money. We're going to have to be proactive and go out there. And there's many grant-making, charities out there. So the onus is on us to try and respond to that. And that's how it came about, because we didn't want to be in a position where we produce a good report and whatever, and then somehow there's not the money, which is understandable, many different priorities. We just wanted to make sure that this project could go ahead no matter what.
Great, that sounds fantastic. And you said that it comes from awareness, but then turning the awareness about mental health amongst your friends into some kind of action. Is there any way you could talk me through the sort of the training or maybe things that you identify in the trainings?
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that participants, students will be able to do would be identify why some people consider suicide to reduce their pain. Also, who is at most risk of suicide in our community and why someone at risk might not ask for help. So these are some of the things they will be able to identify. These are the skills that will prove useful, not only whilst they're here, but lifelong, you know when they leave the university. Also, part of this training will be to reduce the stigma around the issue and to shed some of the myths around it, okay? Because we're talking about a topic that doesn't really get the publicity for understandable reason. Who really likes to talk about these issues? A very sort of serious, heavy issue. But we want to create the platform and the space where these discussions can be had, because it's from these types of discussions and this kind of event, many more people may decide, you know what, let me go and seek help. Let me call on someone who I haven't heard from maybe for the past 3 weeks or so.
Because it is difficult to talk about these issues, like you don't know what the right words to say, you don't know if you can talk about it. And I think because you see more and more figures kind of every so often that show that mental health problems are increasing within universities, and especially with money problems. And
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Nowadays, students take on a big debt, £9,000, and in some cases more if perhaps it's a specialist course. And then you have to talk about the costs of living, especially in London. So this is a generation of students are in a situation that previous generation of students wasn't in. Employability is a key thinking of today's students. How am I now, having completed this course, going to be able to not just get a job to live on, but also to pay off the debts that have been incurred? So that's a pressure in and of itself. And then you also got the life pressures that, you know, life goes on. Just because we're at university for 3 years, you know, bereavement is still going to happen, you know, stresses and strains outside university is still going to happen. But from that, you can see there's it can be difficult. And with the job market as well being what it is, that's another worry that students have to face. So it's a subject that from time to time pops up in the media and people say, oh, okay, yes, this is an issue. Some famous person, or we hear about a tragedy involving some famous person, and then we think about it and we sometimes forget about it. But there's nothing in the media sometimes that talks about actually what are the tools that you can use to identify when somebody's at risk.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be really good in actually helping students take action.
That's right. Yeah. We have to be proactive rather than reactive, okay? So as a welfare department, as a welfare team of the SU, we could have just said, okay, this is an issue. We are already giving students advice and support. We are already referring students on to the appropriate services. But that's not good enough. We have to be proactive. We have to, before there is a problem, a real tragedy, if you know what I mean, we have to get in there and predict and foresee that, okay, if we don't take action, what can happen? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So in terms of, this is about empowering students from the bottom up. So we're looking at not from the welfare team, you know, giving advice on this or that, or is letting students feel empowered to intervene rather than feeling that they can't because they fear they'll say the wrong thing.
And I think as well, it's as you were saying, there's a special place where you are with your friends. If you can help out, it could also be another person. It's like the old saying, like, a problem shared is a problem
halved.
And if you're talking about it with your friends, then maybe it's easier than going to a counsellor straight off.
That's right.
And then they could perhaps help you.
That's right. And we have to understand that sometimes there's help out there, but why aren't people accessing the help? That's what we have to ask ourselves. If we see that there's an issue of mental health increasing, there's a lot of stress that's increasing within the student population, and we know that there's services available to them, but we don't see them accessing that. Because let's face it, the RRW team is not going to see every single student who has an issue. So we that's why we have to be proactive and not reactive, as often times happens in politics outside, where a tragedy happens and then there's a big inquiry, lots of money spent, whatever. But that money that you're spending doing this inquiry after the event could have been spent doing preventative work. And as the health, any doctor will say, prevention is better than cure. So preventative strategies are much better than, you know, reactive strategies.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. How can people get involved or get the training?
We have a link on our website. There's a register that students can log on to and sign up to attend. We, as I said, we have 10 sessions, 10 Mind Your Mate sessions across all four campuses from 10 o'clock until 1:30. That's the morning session. And then the afternoon sessions from 2 until 5 or 5:30. So if you log on to our website, you'll see the link, just sign up. And spaces are limited, and so I'd advise really get on board. And this is a training that can really have an impact on your classmates, on yourself, and it's a skill that will prove useful for the future.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Eddie.
You're listening to Smoke Radio.